there. I'm John, who laid on the breast of Jesus at the Last Supper. I felt like Jesus loved me more than anyone else. But now I know that he loves you just as much as he loved me. My Jesus loves everyone. I'm very old now, and because of my faith in Jesus, they have put me on this lonely, barren island of Patmos. Other believers are here with me. They thought I would die, but my dear Jesus has been with me. He and his angels have called out to me.
Come up here. I will show you what must take place in the future. I am living in eternity. I died, but see, I am alive forevermore. I possess the keys of death. Write the things you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which are to come.
Our Father in heaven wants us all to live forever and be with him in heaven. Would you like to know what heaven looks like? I know you would. God let me see heaven so I could tell you and all who will listen. I have a young friend here who is also a prisoner for the cause of Christ. He's going to tell you what I have told him about heaven and what it is like. Listen.
Heaven is a place of peace and beauty. All the people there are very happy. They never get sick, and they never feel sad. And no one ever dies because they have everlasting life.
And the people are always with God. He loves them because they believe on his son Jesus. All the people love God because he sent Jesus to die in their place for their sins.
There's no sun or moon there because God is the light, and there's no night. The streets of gold, the river, the trees, the flowers, the music, all make heaven a wonderful place, and best of all, Jesus is there.
Wouldn't you like to go to heaven someday? I know you would. The Bible tells us what to do. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we must do something about the wrong things we have done. God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins in our place. All we need to do is believe and trust in him. Close your eyes and pray after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe. I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done. Please forgive me and come into my heart. I thank you that I am now your child. With your help, I will live the way you want me to. Thank you for everlasting life. Amen.